March 31st, today's scripture. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Exodus 14, verse 14, the New International Version. Today's guide. When preparing for today, think about the following. God's love never fails, and His promises remain true. Food for thought. In life, we are often faced with loss. Loss can come in many forms. The death of a loved one, a job loss, the end of a relationship, or even failing an exam. It is easy to become overwhelmed and discouraged during times like these. But rather than giving in to despair and hopelessness, look to God for strength and guidance. Today's scripture offers great comfort and hope to those who are facing losses of any kind and reminds us that the Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. When we turn our worries over to God and trust Him to take care of us, He will provide us with the strength we need to get through any tough situation, even if it feels like all hope is lost. God's love never fails, and His promises remain true, no matter what may come our way. Our faith in God can help carry us through any storm. The Bible also reminds us that weeping may linger for a night, but joy comes with the morning. Psalm 30, verse 5, the New International Version. This truth encourages us not to give up hope, because joy eventually follows sorrow. Knowing this can bring us peace in times of distress, as we focus on trusting in the Lord's plan for our lives, rather than trying to control every aspect ourselves. How can you be still today and trust that God will battle for you? Spend some time today in prayerful reflection and ask for God to show you His plan. Gratitude. Today's scripture encourages us to take a step back, entrust our battles to God, and have faith that He can handle it. In these times of adversity and loss, finding gratitude in the midst of turmoil can be difficult, but not impossible. How are you thankful for His protection today? Tip. If you are having a hard time finding things to be grateful for today, go back to your list you wrote out a few weeks ago and reread them. Today's prayer. Lord, there is safety when I let go and let You fight my battles for me. For You know who my enemy is, and he is not flesh and blood, but powers and principalities of this dark world. I am grateful. Amen.